Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this episode, I want to share with you a vision for the self-actualized life, the inspired life, the kind of life that's available for you. I just got back from a 2-week, pretty intense consciousness retreat where I did a lot of inner work and a lot of thinking and introspection, a lot of pursuing of enlightenment, and also meeting and talking to a lot of interesting people who are involved in self-improvement in some fashion. And one of the things that I kind of realized is I just realized how lucky I am to be where I am. In 2015, just reflecting back on what happened this year for me, I took 5 retreats. I invested over $10,000 just in taking retreats, traveling around the country. I took 3 vacations, a 7-day vacation, a 10-day vacation. I'm going to take another vacation coming up here, 2 more to wrap up this year. I get to set my own schedule. I wake up whenever I want. I go to sleep whenever I want. I work in my underwear. Although right now I'm wearing pants as I shoot this. Got to keep things professional, right? I earned 6 figures doing what I love. This year I released my dream project, the Life Purpose Course, which I really wanted to release because it feels like I get to use it to improve the world for the better, to make my contribution and impact on the world. So that was really big for me. Worked really hard on that. I've received thousands, over 1,000 thank you emails and thank you comments on YouTube, on my website, in my inbox every single week. It's amazing to read some of the emails that I get from people that get progress in their life from applying some of the concepts that I teach. I bought pretty much everything that I wanted, every gadget, every electronic thing, television, computer, like whatever I want gadget wise or books or, you know, anything I want materially, I basically have. There's not much more I want. I've pretty much exhausted all of my material desires, except for maybe buying a house, which I could do if I wanted to, but I just don't want to tie myself down with that right now. And my emotional and my mental development, I feel like it's skyrocketing and growing at rates that I never imagined was even possible. I thought that I already knew so much, but it's like, no, there's more. And then there's more and there's more. And I'm just discovering that it's like, it's never ending how much I can learn and how much I can grow myself and how good I can feel in my mind and in my body on a daily basis. So the reason I say all this is not to brag, but just because I was at this retreat and I was really having some deep conversations with people. And one of the individuals I met there was this 20-year-old kid. And he was an inspiring guy because I just talked and listened to his story. In fact, I got a lot of people's stories there. But his story was interesting because he actually became an apprentice and he was at this consciousness thing for 8 months straight. He was living there full-time, working at it full-time. That was like his whole thing. But before that, he was basically just like an ordinary teenager, ordinary kid who just played video games. In fact, his thing was that he played WoW for like 10 hours a day. That was his thing. Just went to school, bullshitted with friends, and played WoW for 10 hours a day. And that was his life. And then he came here and he just had this complete, mind-blowing transformation. And what was interesting is that he was learning consciousness work at this retreat. And that's cool. You know, consciousness work is a very specific thing. It's a little different from self-improvement or personal development work. But, you know, we just started talking and I was talking about what I do and the concepts that I talk about on my channel and so forth. And he just got curious and we just started talking about, and I was trying to like help him a little bit, give him some advice about becoming a writer because he wanted to become a writer. And one of the things he got from doing this consciousness work is that he saw that, shit, I'm wasting my life playing WoW 10 hours a day. I should be working on my writing. And so he actually started working on his writing, started making plans for all that stuff. But we started talking late at night, and basically I started exposing him to self-help material. So some of the advice that I'm exposing you guys to here through these videos, I was starting to expose him to some of that stuff. And it was starting to blow his mind, and I could see it. It's like he was listening to some of these concepts, and it was the first time he ever heard about some of these concepts. Even though he was doing conscious work, and, you know, conscious work, like I said, is a different thing. But it blew his mind because he's like, oh, like, it's actually possible to engineer, systematically engineer an awesome life for oneself. Like, it's possible to create an amazing career with passion. It's possible to, like, get your financial freedom in life. It's possible to, like, learn a lot about relationships and about sexuality and all these other domains, business and marketing and so forth, and, like, set up an amazing lifestyle for yourself. Like, it was blowing his mind that this stuff is possible to do. And yeah, I was, you know, telling him more and more about this, and he was getting curious. But what shocked me, was an epiphany for me, was that he was shocked by the fact that these are possibilities for him. And what clicked in my mind is, like, I had this thought. I'm like, oh my fucking God. Ordinary people, I'm so involved with self-improvement work that I'm, like, out of touch with the fact that ordinary people don't even know. It's not that they don't know that there's personal development work that they should be doing. It's like they don't even know that there is such a thing called self-improvement at all. This concept is completely foreign to most people. Like it was for this guy. I was telling him about some of the stuff, and he's just like, oh my God, I never realized, like, I could actually live a life that's passionate and that feels like I'm alive. That's, like, not what all my friends are doing and not what, like, my family is kind of expecting me to do. I just, like, thought that I would just, like, go work in some regular job, you know, at a grocery store or something like this, or bartending or whatever, and maybe just work a little bit on my writing, you know, like, that was kind of his plan. And it blew my mind because I realized, like, holy shit, what needs to happen here, more than me just communicating a bunch of techniques to you guys and concepts and advanced theoretical ideas, what needs to happen is just more communication of the vision of what you can create for yourself. And what I really want you to buy into is the idea that there is this thing of self-improvement, and not just a 20% self-improvement or like a 50% self-improvement, but like a 5,000%, 20,000%, like life altering, radically changing how you feel about life, who you think you are in life, what you're doing in life, like completely wiping the slate clean and rebuilding yourself kind of self-improvement. One of the problems is that most people don't really realize that this is out there, that this is possible. It seems like a fantasy, especially if you're stuck in an environment with friends and family who set a shitty example. And the fact is that most friends and family set a shitty example, including my own. I came from a background where that was the case. So I wasn't privileged in any way by having some great, well-functioning family. In fact, one of my main motives, I think, for getting into this work was because of how shitty the example was set by my parents. So there's that, but then there's also pop culture. So you watch movies, video games, television, all this kind of stuff, Netflix, internet, you just get sucked into all that. And then pop culture basically destroys your capacity to live a creative, fully alive life. And it robs you of this drive that you could have. So this was an epiphany that I had. I think that more needs to be said about this, like just hammering this point home, because I want you to see what you're missing out on in your life. Because I don't think you get it. Even if you're following this work, even if you're dabbling a bit in self-improvement, I still don't think you get just how much you're leaving on the table right now and how much is possible for you. So I want to share a little bit of my vision for what self-actualization is, what I call self-actualization. This is actually a concept that I was inspired to take from Abraham Maslow, who I think coined the term self-actualization. Here's how he defines it. It's the realization of one's potentials, capacities, and talents. The fulfillment of one's mission in life. A fuller knowledge of one's intrinsic nature. Getting really in touch with your authentic self. And becoming a whole human being, not the fragmented human being, not the small, petty human being that you are right now. It's an unceasing trend towards unity and integration within yourself. Maslow said that there are two types of pleasure: scarcity pleasure and abundance pleasure. Scarcity pleasure is the relief that one gets from the loss of tension and anxiety. Ring a bell? Isn't that what you're doing with most of your goals in life right now? Is you're trying to reduce tension, fear, and anxiety and pain. And this gives you a certain kind of pleasure when you do this, a certain relief, and you think that you're actually accomplishing a lot. And it's a good first step. But then consider abundance pleasure. Abundance pleasure is the ecstasy at functioning at one's prime. The ecstasy of functioning at one's prime. It's not just about fixing a dysfunction that you have. It's not about curing your depression, or it's not about fixing your crappy job and getting a good job. No, it's about the bliss that you get from living an excellent, virtuous life, from acing life. There's a very big difference from like failing at life to doing good in life to acing life. That takes a whole new level of commitment. I know a lot of people who are relatively successful. They earn $50,000 to $100,000 a year, which is good enough to get them the kind of nice, basically comfortable, carefree lifestyle that they want. And sure, they have some higher aspirations, but basically, you know, they're just kind of like living well, which is easy enough to do in modern society. But they're not really functioning at the peak of their potential. I wouldn't really call these people self-actualized or self-actualizing. Self-actualization, this is an ideal. You never really get to some ultimate destination. It's a trend, an unceasing trend, as Maslow says. A trend towards what? Well, it's the pursuit of the following. It's the pursuit of humanity. It's the pursuit of creativity. It's the pursuit of knowledge, the pursuit of fairness, rationality, playfulness, authentic love, virtue, truth, beauty, and a feeling of joy, and real deep gratitude and fulfillment with life. Notice that this is not just getting security in life or getting comfort in life. This is something very different than that. If you're living your life for security and comfort, which probably 90% of you are, then, you know, that's a good start. You got to start somewhere. But that shouldn't be your vision. Your vision has to be higher. It has to really tap into the ultimate of what a human being can be. Let me tell you a little bit about that. What's possible for you? What is possible for you if you really commit yourself to a lifelong path of self-actualization work? Of working not just on the outside circumstances of your life, but mostly focusing on really the inside circumstances. Your beliefs, your attitudes, your habits and patterns, and so on. There's a real huge difference between the regular life and the self-actualized life. And you'll start to see more and more of it as I talk. Like I said, it's living to the peak of human capability. And most of us, we don't really know what the peak of human capability, what this means, because we're growing up in a culture around us, and the people that we grow up around are probably pretty average. They're probably pretty neurotic and dysfunctional. They're not really superstars. Because even if once in a while you do encounter a superstar, chances are he or she then exits and passes through your life. Because usually superstars want to associate with other superstars. That's one of the secrets of moving up in life. Associating with really ambitious people who really understand this vision for what they can get out of life. And they're really bought into it. And if you grew up in an environment where your parents or friends or siblings, they weren't bought in, and your coworkers weren't bought in and so forth, then you don't even know what's going on. Like, what is possible for you? you think that what's possible for you is just what's possible for the common herd. Like a cow who grows up in a factory farm doesn't really know what it's like to really be a cow who lives on a green, beautiful pasture out in nature. All he sees is just the feed lots and all the other cows crammed in together in some aluminum shed, which is not how you're designed to live. Imagine for a minute a moment in your life where you felt the most alive, with creative energy, where you were giddy with creativity. You were working on something, or you had some brilliant idea, or maybe some artistic inspiration, or you were just blown away by something that you read and you wanted to do more with that, or you were blown away by a piece of music, or you were blown away by something you saw in the movies, or maybe you were blown away by something you saw out in nature, or you were moved by some speaker that you heard speaking, giving a motivational speech, or whatever. Imagine right now, conjure up a memory from the past. You have one of these memories where you really felt creatively alive. And maybe you have to go back 10, 20, 30 years to find this moment, all the way back maybe into your childhood, but you can find one of these moments. And go ahead and just close your eyes for just a few seconds and try to recall the emotions in your body that you actually felt when you were creatively alive and really juiced up and really like ready to go do something in the world. Close your eyes right now and picture that. Try to get a little bit of that feeling back in your body if you can. Now, here's what's possible. You got that feeling? Here's what's possible. What's possible, and you're probably not going to believe this, but what's possible is that you can live every single day of your life feeling that way. Consistently. Every single day. Waking up charged and feeling alive and eager. Going through your whole day creating and stoking up even more of that energy. And then going to sleep after a whole day of work and all this kind of creative, cool stuff that you do and all these ideas that you have. And going to sleep almost more excited than when you woke up, because you got so much done and now there's so much more to do. That's what's possible. It's possible to turn your work into your top passion. It's possible to be creatively driven in your life and to have that imbue and soak through into every aspect and facet of your life. From your relationships to your finances to your health to everything else. It's possible to really make the most meaningful contribution that you can possibly make to the world. It's possible to actually live that and to do that. To be a leader. To be someone who's inspirational to others. It's possible to free yourself of your neuroses and your fears and any kind of other limitations that hold you back and sap this aliveness feeling that you were just experiencing when you were visualizing your memory. It's possible to remove all those balls and chains that are tied to your feet that are holding you back, to break all the shackles. And it's possible to really learn and master all the key areas of life. Career, wealth, health, friendships, intimate relationship, self-esteem and confidence. So you have really strong confidence in yourself, really full self-acceptance. You're like a fully integrated human being where you don't browbeat yourself. You don't sabotage yourself. You don't feel guilty. You don't feel shameful. You don't feel sad. You don't feel nihilistic. You don't feel depressed. You don't feel angry towards others. You don't feel critical. You don't feel negative at all. You can learn to shed all those habits. Those are all internal toxic habits that you think is just the norm and part and parcel of being a human being, but it's not. It's just that the society we grew up in, we think it's kind of a good society, but it's a really toxic society, toxic culture, toxic environment. And we just normalize to it, and we think that that's what's normal, and that that's what's typical, and that anything else seems like it's a fairy tale, or it's only for certain kinds of people who are special in some way, or who've been privileged, who have a lot of money, or some other thing like that. But that's not the case at all. It's also possible to learn and master emotional development, so you can really master your emotions. And of course, your family life, all those family issues that you have. I'm not talking about just removing all the problems from all these different domains of life, like career, wealth, health, family, friends, and so forth. I'm talking about like acing and excelling and being superb and deriving bliss in each one of these categories. Right? But this takes work. This is not something you get easily. This takes a lifelong commitment to self-actualization work, a lifelong commitment to self-improvement, and a lifelong commitment to learning about all the deep material that you need to learn, all the conceptual frameworks and theories and techniques that you need to learn for mastering all these areas. Which is what I was talking about with this guy at the retreat. You know, I was talking with this kid, and you know, I was telling him that there are all these different categories you can improve yourself in, all these different categories you can rank yourself on, how good you are right now in each one of these categories, how much suffering you have or how much bliss you get from each one of those. And then you can take on a systematic effort to master each one of these areas: career, wealth, health, self-esteem, family, and intimate relationships, and so forth. And you can lock each one of these down systematically over time. And you can buy books, and you can go to seminars, and you can find videos and so forth, and you can get coaching, and you can learn from experts who have aced all these areas, and you can put it all together for yourself. And this is not a fantasy. This is not, this is nothing that's like, you know, it's not like winning the lottery. It's not like an accident that maybe it'll happen for you someday. No, it's guaranteed that it'll happen for you if you just commit to it and you put forth work every single day. It will happen for you. Let me share some what I call kick-ass goals that you might want to set for yourself as you're thinking about your vision for the future. Because what I really want to get across to you here is you need to have a much larger vision for your life than you currently have. Not 5 times larger, not 10, like 100 times larger than what you currently have. You're selling yourself very short, and you're setting your goals very low. You need some much more inspiring, higher consciousness goals to shoot for. So let me just give you a little list of some stuff that might be interesting for you, that might really get you excited to do the self-actualization work. How about this one for starters? How about you can create a life where you never have to worry about money ever again? Never have to worry about it, because you're always guaranteed to get more. How about a life where your work is not work, but it's like play? It's your greatest joy. And you're doing service to the world that really means something to you and lights you up and brings you deep joy and satisfaction. How about developing full emotional control? I mean, conquering your depression, your anxiety, boredom and pain and suffering, anger and negative thinking and fear. How about conquering all of those? Because you can, if you want to. How about developing yourself beyond that to become a really grounded, emotionally imperturbable human being? Whenever I think about this, I think about Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, whose whole thing was emotional mastery, living a noble life, being grounded, being rock solid. It's kind of a stoic ideal, stoicism. You can develop that as well. And it's a lot easier these days, actually, than it was 2,000 years ago, during Marcus's time, because we have so much more psychological understanding. We know pretty much everything about how the human mind works. We've mapped out psychologically almost every neurosis and also every ideal and potential of the human mind and every capability that there is. So all that knowledge is available to you right now, really easily, really cheaply, very efficiently. How about as a goal to have deep understanding of how the world works? Like real satisfying deep knowledge that makes you feel at home in the world because you literally understand everything you need to understand about life. That's very possible. In fact, I'm feeling more and more that I'm getting to that place and I'm going to be there very soon. And it's a really satisfying feeling. How about a really successful intimate relationship? That's pretty rare. A really successful, fulfilling intimate relationship. That's very rare. Very rare. Very, very rare. Most people have no idea how to create that for themselves. How about amazing sex? Also very rare. Sex is an interesting one because sex can be a low consciousness value. It can also be a very high consciousness value. Depends on how you think about sex, how mature you are about sex, how much you've studied and developed yourself sexually. The ability to have multiple orgasms, really deep, intimate sex, really dominant sex, squirting, hypnosis. There's so much you can do with sex. Tantra. You can use sex for enlightenment. It's quite incredible what you can do with sex. It's a really deep field that most people never even bother to study. They have even no clue that they can go so far with sex. No clue at all. How about confidence? Really developing yourself, developing your core confidence so that you're really sure about yourself. You're decisive. You're assertive. You accept yourself fully. Your flaws and your weaknesses, you accept those too. It's not about becoming perfect. And kind of cultivating this kind of deep self-love where you love yourself as you are, even with all your imperfections. That's a pretty worthwhile goal. How about travel and hobbies? Really putting yourself into a place where you can savor the full richness of life. Life in the 21st century offers so many incredible hobbies and adventures and places to travel to. You can travel all around the world. You can see amazing monuments and sites. You can go to amazing restaurants. You can engage in incredible hobbies, probably hobbies that you didn't even think existed. And that certainly didn't exist several hundred years ago. All of that is available quite affordably these days. You can really sample the richness that the entire planet offers before you die. It's a pretty worthwhile goal, I think. Really see what the world is about. See how it functions. See how other cultures and people function. How about as another goal, physical vitality and energy? Not feeling exhausted, not feeling drained like you do after you come back from work. Dead tired and fat and overweight and not strong, kind of weak and anemic. How about instead the opposite of all that? You're energetic, your vitality is just shooting out of you, just this kind of radiance of alive energy that comes forced through you. Physical strength and flexibility and endurance. And enough energy to get through the day without having to be liquored up on coffee and energy drinks and pills and all this other kind of crap. And then, of course, transferring that beautiful energy, that physical vitality into the bedroom. How about rich and rewarding friendships? Not the kind of crappy friends you have who are just like your victim companions, who you all get together and bitch and moan with, but like really friends that are inspiring to you, who are out there, who are superstars, who are acing life just like you are, who are self-actualizing, and getting a circle of those kind of friends around you, friends who challenge and push you, and who share the richness of the world with you? How about as a goal becoming a leader of other human beings and inspiring them and being a role model and setting an example with your own life that inspires others and moves others to become great? How about being creative to the ultimate degree and advancing humanity in a meaningful way, whether through invention or art or scientific discovery or product creation, consumer products, technology, and so forth? How about breaking free of the rat race, your 9-to-5 job, the 2 weeks of crappy vacation that you get, and the toxic pop culture that you are inundated with every single day? Television, internet, social media, smartphone. Breaking free of that. How about living a life with integrity? A life based on principles for their own sake, so that you can feel like you've lived a noble life when you're dead. Like your life was extraordinary, in the full sense of that word. And that you're really proud of the kind of life you lived. This intense pride for your life, not in an arrogant, gloating sort of way, but actually in a very humble sort of way, where you realize and you're grateful for how lucky you've been and all the great stuff that's happened to you and all the great people and things that have come into your life, that you've been able to seize those opportunities and make something out of those. And pride in the fact that you actually committed yourself to making something more of yourself than the average person does. And that you somehow left the world better off than when you came into it through your work. How about enlightenment? How about realizing the true existential nature of yourself, other people, and reality? That's possible for you. Did you know that? Did you know that you can discover the answers to those questions? Philosophical type questions that you would think there are no answers to. Well, actually, you can get experiential answers to those questions, very profound answers that will completely transform how you see life and people. It will even transform how you see life and death, including your own death. How about, as a goal, having the time to contemplate and reflect on life, to really appreciate and see the beauty of life, to savor that beauty? Not just to be running around like a hamster in a wheel all the time, frantic and doing this and that and bouncing between 20 different things with a full schedule and trying to juggle 10 different balls in the air and being all neurotic and anxious about it. Not having time to, even when you have your victories, your little petty victories, when you have those, you don't have any time to really reflect and contemplate and savor them, do you? No, you're just rushing through. You're just going through the motions. How about as a goal, though, that you actually make that time for yourself? You actually do more with less time, and you leave time open to really savor and appreciate the beauty of life. And how about as your ultimate goal, that when you're lying on your deathbed, you die with a smile on your face, without fearing death, without all the regrets that normal people have when they die, but really understanding that you went all out, and you soaked in everything that life had to offer, all the richness and all the possibility, that you really seized as much of it as you could, not perfectly, but you seized as much of it as you reasonably could be expected to. And dying knowing that you accomplished everything there was to accomplish here on Earth, and you've savored everything that there was to savor with this human body apparatus that you've been given. Did you know that that's possible for you as a goal? These things, they might sound like a pipe dream. These might sound like wishful thinking. They're not. These are all very practical, pragmatic things that you can set as specific goals for yourself and you can achieve them. And not just like checking off a bucket list. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about really transforming the very core of your being to embody all of these things and to not just achieve them, but to be fulfilled by them and to savor them and to really appreciate them and be grateful for them. That's what I talk about when I talk about my vision for a self-actualized life. When I think about self-actualization, it's a pretty abstract term. It could mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. It might just mean general self-improvement to you. It just might mean like, oh, getting a better job or earning some more money or something like that. No, to me, what it means is it means these more noble, higher consciousness ideals. The kind of stuff that most of us don't even think about ever in life. Like 10 years for the average person, 10 years could go by. And not one of these goals that I talked about would even be considered as possible or really be seriously pursued. So this is what's possible for you. Now notice this is different than just being rich or successful. I don't really like to push being rich and just being successful. For me here, the emphasis and the difference is on personal emotional growth. Because I know rich and successful people, quote unquote, successful people, who do not touch many of these goals that I talked about. And I wouldn't really call them self-actualizing people because they're not really emphasizing their own inner transformation, emotional growth, maturity, spiritual growth, you might say, although I don't really like that word, but spiritual growth might be a good way to put it. So that's what's possible. Now, I was talking about some of this stuff with this kid at the retreat, and he was getting excited by it. He was very curious about it. We spent a lot of time. We spent several hours talking about all this kind of stuff. I gave him various tips that I give you guys through these videos. One of the things he asked me, so Leo, are you happy? And that was an interesting question because I thought about that. I'm like, yeah, am I happy? And at the time, I was actually quite frustrated. Doing conscious work is a really surefire way to make oneself frustrated. And actually, I was at that point in my life where I was thinking through a lot of stuff, working through a lot of stuff. I wasn't really happy. But one thing I could say is that I was fulfilled. Fulfillment versus happiness. Happiness is like an emotion. It comes, it goes. Sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel frustrated or angry or pissed off or afraid or whatever. It goes up and down. Fulfillment is what you experience when you're on the self-actualizing journey. When you know that you really are self-actualizing, when you've started, when you've gotten past the couple first years of real, you know, rocky ground, or you're falling off track a lot, you're not sure if any of this stuff works. Once you get past that and you finally commit to self-actualization and you see that it's possible, you see that all this is possible and you're going for it now, full bore, and stuff is clicking for you, that's when fulfillment starts to come. Fulfillment. It's just like this general sense of that you've got life handled. Or that even those aspects of life that you don't have handled, you'll handle those. And then ultimately, you see the beauty of life. You see how much there is to appreciate. And, you know, even though I'm not happy all the time, you know, I would bet that most of you think that I'm happier than I actually am on a daily basis. Which is false. That's a wrong assumption on your part. I'm not that happy. But what you probably underestimate is how fulfilled I am. Generally speaking, like I'm at the point in my life and, you know, I'm not trying to brag here, but you know, I'm just trying to show you like what's possible because most people don't believe that this is possible. It sounds hokey. And you know what? 5-10 years ago, I probably wouldn't have believed it as well. But right now I'm at the point in my life where I get tears of joy, like literally tears of joy that pour down my cheeks at least once a week. When I reflect on the quality of my life and also the trajectory of my life and also what I've accomplished in my life and what I'm doing and the impact that I'm having on other human beings. So like tears, right? This is one of the most profound feelings that you'll get. And probably the most inspiring reason to become self-actualizing and to do this work is because at one point you will reach this point in your life, I guarantee it, if you do this work, where you will just sit down and you will look at life and you will just have tears. Thinking about how privileged you are to be able to experience this. Because it is very easy for me to imagine a life where I was born and I grew up, and just the universe, reality, or society, or whatever was so constructed that basically I was not able to get any of this. Right? None of this would be possible, either because I'm living in some sort of dictatorship regime, or because human technology hasn't evolved, let's say if I'm living 10,000 years ago, or because we don't have the knowledge and information available to allow this kind of stuff, or because it's way too expensive, like it might have been 1,000 years ago, or because the government doesn't have the laws that allow it, or even because human psychology is different and it doesn't allow it. What if you were born a chimpanzee? Self-actualization would probably not work for you so well, right? And you probably couldn't really do the things you could do as a human being. We're really privileged to have been born as human beings and not something else. In a sense, we're also cursed. But if you can conquer that curse, you can get to the highest potential of humanity. And that's a really beautiful thing. It really starts to change how you see humanity. For a long time in my youth, when I was in my kind of philosophical phase, I was doing a lot of philosophy, I was very misanthropic, and I kind of hated humanity, hated society, and hated all the evil stuff that it does. And there's a lot of truth to that. Low consciousness of humanity is really ugly. But also, what starts to happen once you do the self-actualization work, you start to see that actually there's high consciousness humanity too. And that's basically what you're working for and you're working towards. You're working towards moving yourself out of low consciousness humanity towards higher consciousness humanity. And when you get here and you live from this place, what happens is that all of this nastiness over here just kind of dissolves. It all becomes understood. You just become peaceful about it. You accept it. You understand it. You can even love it. That's what it means to be a fully integrated and whole human being. You accept reality as it is. Not as some ideal, but as it actually is. And this is out of most people's wildest imaginations about what's possible. I can't really even describe and articulate all the crazy shit that's possible, all the amazing stuff that's possible for you in this work. It's hard. I have to sit down and really think about all this stuff before I came up here and started talking about it, because there's so much. And I really struggle. It takes me a lot of time thinking about this stuff to fully articulate in a concise way, and this is not a short video, all these points. So at this point, you might be wondering, okay, Leo, how do I self-actualize? What should I do? How do we take this from the vision to actual reality? Well, it's true. You need both, right? You need the vision. You need the ideal to inspire you. But that's not enough. This is not the secret. This is not law of attraction where you just get to sit back and just wish and have your vision and it's all done for you. No, not that easy. I'll give you a couple of steps, though, real practical steps you can start doing today. Step number one is knowledge. You need knowledge to self-actualize. One thing you're lacking is accurate, high-quality information. How do you acquire that? Well, first, you make a commitment to become a lifelong learner. Learning should be a top priority in your life. learning through thinking, through reading books, through talking to people, through going to seminars, and et cetera, all the different ways you can learn. Taking notes, keeping a journal, keeping a diary. This is mandatory. This is not optional. Learning does not stop after high school or college or after your PhD is done. Here's a real good tip. Invest 10% of your income every year into learning. That means if you make $50,000, $5,000 a year, invest it into books, seminars, self-help products, therapy, coaching, or whatever other way you can use to learn. Get creative with it. You'll actually find it's quite challenging to spend 10% of your income on learning. If you earn $100,000 a year right now, then that means $10,000 a year on learning. And then once you spend that money, then you have to create the time to actually read all those books or listen to all those seminars and so forth. Step number two, start making small changes in your life right now. You don't need any huge, drastic things like quitting your job and becoming a millionaire to start this process. So the first thing you're going to do is become a learner. You can do that right now. Even if you're poor, you can go buy a couple of books for $20 that will change your life. The second step, like I said, is start making small changes. What I mean by that is eliminate toxic habits. The most toxic habits you have, eliminate those. Start building good habits. Start building a strong morning routine, a healthy morning routine that inspires you and energizes you. And I have other videos and episodes where I talk about bad habits, good habits, and so forth. I give you a lot of ideas for different habits you can create. Meditation would be one great habit to install. One or two bad habits to remove would be eating unhealthy foods, especially wheat products, lots of sugar. Eliminate those. Or if you drink or if you smoke or in just any kind of drugs, eliminating those. Or eliminating your negative thinking habit. Eliminating your social media / internet / TV habit. So you get the idea there. These are little things you can do without quitting your job and without leaving your marriage and so forth. Little things. Start with little things. It will add up. Before you can make really big, inspiring changes in your life, sometimes you just got to get like the basics down. You can't make a big inspiring change in your life when, for example, you go binge drinking every Friday and Saturday and just totally waste yourself. Not going to work. So fix that first. Fix the basics. There's a lot of shit you could fix right now in your life that's just like very basic stuff. And then emotional mastery. Focus your attention on mastering your emotions, at least a little bit, especially the most negative emotions. For example, if you have crippling low self-esteem, if you have anger issues, if you have rage issues, if you're constantly critical of the world, if you're constantly negative, if you're a troll, if you're crippled by fear, if you have a lot of negative limiting beliefs, and if you play the victim all the time and you blame other people for why your life is so miserable, then those are all areas you need to start addressing now. How do you address all those areas? Well, I have a lot of videos on it, all these various topics, but also you can go read books, seminars, see step number one for that. It's not rocket science here. All this stuff, solutions to all these problems are well-researched, well-documented, and well-known, and they're all proven and they work if you go out and find the right ones. So that was step number two. Now, step number three, once you get a little bit of that stuff handled, kind of the toxic, dysfunctional stuff, then step number three should be find your life purpose. And man, this is a very deep topic. It's a very important topic. You need to find your core central purpose in life. You need to find out who you are, authentically who you are as a human being, as a personality. And I'm not going to talk much about that here, but if you're really interested in that and you want to really ace that, then go check out my Ultimate Life Purpose course. It's a 25-hour course, plus even more. Material that I'm adding to it soon. That's just some of the most life-transforming material. If you go and do those exercises that I tell you that course, it will change your life. That's step number three. You need a life purpose. I don't just say that because I have a product. No, don't get that wrong. I have a product because this is such an important point. That's why the product was created. I didn't just create a random product. I found my life purpose. I discovered what was most important to create a self-actualized life. And it just so happened that it was life purpose. And most people have no idea what their life purpose is. So this is a critical component that virtually everybody is missing. You need this component, otherwise you will not be fully self-actualized. Not even close. And step number four is, and this is a little more advanced, become financially independent. When you free yourself from your 9-to-5 job and you become your own boss, or at least you are not reliant and, you know, what's the word? You're not desperate for money. And you're not working 80-hour days because your boss is forcing you to, otherwise you're going to get fired. When you can disconnect from that and set your own sane schedule and your own sane work hours, and also pay yourself well, support yourself financially, this gives you a level of confidence and freedom and ability to then go out and really do the deep self-actualization work and fully and richly enjoy life. So that's step number four. I'm giving you a broad outline here, so I'm not filling in all the details. You're going to go find out how. These are big goals. It'll take you probably multiple years to work on some of these goals, like your life purpose, like becoming financially independent. But you need to start thinking about this stuff and planning ahead. That's it. Those are the four steps. If you do those four steps, I'm going to be pretty confident that you're going to be well on your way to self-actualization. And if you don't do these four steps or you skip some of them, then I'm going to be very worried for you, and I don't think you're going to get there. So in conclusion, your life is short. Live your life like you have a burning midlife crisis right now. I don't care how old you are. If you're 15, if you're 20, if you're 30, if you're 40, if you're 60, right now is your midlife crisis moment. I've had at least two or three midlife crises already, and I'm only 30. That's a good thing. Get them out of the way early. What else have you got to do with your life? Can you come up with a better vision? What else have you got? Go with the best vision that you find available, whether you came up with it, or you want to use my vision, or you want to use somebody else's vision. You find some better vision in some book somewhere, go do that. But I doubt you'll find something much bigger than what I outlined for you here, because this encapsulates a whole lot of shit. This encapsulates basically what it means to be an extraordinary human being. What else have you got to do? What? TV? Playing World of Warcraft? Going out and banging girls? Getting drunk on the weekends? Working 80-hour weeks at your law firm? For what? What? What the fuck are you doing? Are you thinking about where that's going to lead you in 20 or 40 years? If you keep doing that? Think wiser. And hold this vision in your mind every single day. Every single day. Because there's nothing better that you can do with your life. There's nothing that will bring you more joy or more satisfaction or more fulfillment. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. Go ahead. Please click the like button. Share this video with a friend, because we need to get more people bought into this idea of self-actualization. It makes the world a better place for all of us. And lastly, come check out actualize.org right here. I have a free newsletter. I am committed to releasing new videos and episodes every single week, covering all the aspects and facets that you need to master life and to inspire you and to motivate you and to really keep you on track. My mission, even more so than just giving you information and content that you can use and techniques, is to give you the vision that you need, to remind you of when you're off track. Because you know what? The whole difficulty with this vision that I gave you is that you're going to fall off track. You're going to forget. You're going to go unconscious. You're going to fall back into your old habits. It's emotionally difficult. You're going to struggle. It's not easy. This is not a get-rich-quick solution. So the point of actualize.org is to be a resource here to inspire you and to remind you and to keep you conscious when you go unconscious and to keep you on track. So one commitment you could make that would really move you forward on this journey is to watch one video per week. Commit yourself to that. Just so you can stay on track. Or however you want to stay on track, have a weekly reminder that keeps you on track. The newsletter is good for that. Signing up to the channel is good for that. The Life Purpose course is really good for that. All right, so I think you get that point. I'm signing off. I hope you're on board with me. Subscribe, sign up, and I'll see you soon.